Hello, and welcome to Above the Fold, the podcast of the Western Observer. My name is Melissa Russell, and I'm the editor of the Observer. With me are assistant editor Chris Larrabee and reporter Addison Antonoff. We're coming to you from Western Media Studios in beautiful downtown Weston. It's Wednesday, February 4th, and right now we're in the process of putting this week's paper to bed. We're editing copy, deciding which photos to use, conferring with our designer about how to place stories on the page, and doing final page edits to make sure photo captions are with the right photos, page numbers are correct, and everything is where it's supposed to be. By 4 a.m. Thursday, the digital file goes to the printer, who delivers the paper to the post office, and it's delivered to your mailbox Friday or Saturday. We thought it might be interesting for you to know what goes into the reporting process. Addison will talk a little bit about how they write and report feature stories, and Chris will discuss data journalism and how looking at numbers informs his reporting. Addison, do you want to kick things off and talk about your story this week and how you reported on it?
I'd love to. The story that I have in the paper this week is about two ophthalmologists who are residents here in Weston, Jim Umless and Sean Thomas. Both of them headed to El Salvador at the end of January to provide care to people there. That's something that they've both been doing for several years. Jim started going in the 90s and Sean Thomas started going in the 2010s. It's a look at the things that people in Weston are doing, you know, outside of what we see in town hall, outside of what we see in census data, things like that, to provide a better picture of who the people in town are and the kind of things that they do. This one is taking a little bit more of an international look at things, I suppose. We're leaving not just the town, but the entire country and heading down to El Salvador. But it's something that the people in town care very deeply about, as I've been speaking to residents in my time in Weston since coming here. Whether it's things like the Pumpkin Festival through the schools or something like this, there's a large focus on charity work and philanthropy in Weston. So being able to show what are people doing, you know, in their day-to-day life is something that's important. And in things like feature writing, it's something you get a chance to look deeper into. In my time at The Observer, I've done a couple of different features. Some of them have been things like this, where we're focused on one or two specific people. In a recent edition, we had a profile about Joe Ferguson, who's a local artist here. Other features will be more news-heavy. We did a story about SNAP benefits and food relief in Weston and the greater region here in Metro West. So it gives us a chance to look at things either locally, who's making that weird statue that, you know, we've all come to love driving down Boston Post Road, or where does Weston sit in the context of larger national news or state news? And so feature stories are kind of a chance to get a better, more in-depth look at what this means for people. What is it like on the ground? Kind of looking beyond the numbers and the basic information that we're getting or the things that we're hearing from people directly involved in town politics. How is this actually impacting people in town? You know, our motto is rooted in community. So being able to see what that actually means for people, whether that's, you know, I'm taking time out of my work schedule to go provide help to people in a different country, or here's why there is stained glass in the window of the library, or how are the people in Weston responding to food anxiety who rely on SNAP benefits? What can you do to help? Things like that all are parts of the community that don't necessarily get covered in hard news and an immediate response to what is going on. So stories like this give us a chance to understand the full facets and nuances of the beautiful town that we're covering.
That's great. Thanks very much. And Chris, you've been digging into data to get a fuller picture of Weston by the numbers. So what can you talk a little bit about data journalism in general and what you've found out so far?
Mm-hmm. So just starting off, I kind of touched on it last week. Data journalism is, I guess, maybe not so much the future anymore. It's kind of here. It's been here for about a decade, I would say, at least, in its current form. Data journalism at its core is exactly what it sounds like, looking at data, numbers, observations, you know, and analyzing that. The big thing is data journalism is exactly what it sounds like. It's looking at numbers and then applying that to whatever lens of journalism you're looking through. In our case, it's local news. So just kind of working through the process here, data journalism can come from so many different news sources, I suppose. A lot of it is, you know, might be inspired by other outlets. Some might just come naturally based on what you're covering in the town. For example, if we looked at crash data at Route 20 on Boston Post Road, There's a big project there coming this spring. So we figured it was a good opportunity to kind of just look at how many crashes are happening at this intersection. Was it needed? Are these improvements needed? Will it make a difference? Time will tell on that end. So really, it's just any source of news you can find here. And then some of it is really just digging around, just downloading data sets. Maybe you read it elsewhere, and then just seeing what you can come up with. An example of that is I'm looking at demographics of the town right now, just trying to see, you know, how is Weston changing? And then you just kind of go from there, whether you're playing in an Excel or Google Sheets or graphing data out. And then you try to see, what do those numbers show? For example, like crash data, we can see that there's a lot of crashes at this intersection. If we wanted to go deeper, we could see how many injuries. That wasn't an angle of our story, but that's just an example of the different facets of data journalism. Really, the key is identifying trends. You know, we want to see how things are changing, how long it's taking for things to change and change over time. And then sometimes it's just plain interesting. I think we're going to look at names of dogs from dog licenses later this spring. Not hard-hitting news by any means, but sometimes it's just fun to put numbers together and see what happens.
That's going to be everyone's favorite story.
Mm-hmm. And it's really the reason why data journalism is so important is it provides deeper insight into the community beyond what's happening at town hall. Or actually, you know what? Oftentimes, it's an extension of what's going on at town hall. You see the issue there, whether it's, again, just going back to traffic. They talk about these projects all the time, and they use their data, but it's a chance to share that data in a more engaging format for readers, something everybody can digest. It kind of just teaches people more about their town and, you know, provides some interesting information.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, both obviously with your focus in data journalism and my penchant for features, the goal at the end of the day, regardless of what type of news we're doing, is to get a full, honest picture of the town.
And I think there's opportunities to weave them both together, and I think we'll be doing some of that in the coming months here.
Thanks, guys. That sounds great. Well, thank you to Addison and Chris, and thank you also to Nathan Shore and Alana Muldoon at Weston Media for your ongoing support. If you would like to reach us at the Weston Observer, please email editor@westernobserver.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you around town.